Witness by Whitaker Chambers. Beloved children, I am sitting in the kitchen of the little house at Medfield, our second farm, which is cut off by the ridge and a quarter mile across the fields from our home place where you are. I am writing a book. In it, I am speaking to you. But I am also speaking to the world. To both, I owe an accounting. It is a terrible book. It is terrible in what it tells about men. If anything, it is more terrible in what it tells about the world in which you live. It is about what the world calls the Hiss Chambers case, or even more simply, the Hiss case. It is about a spy case. All the props of an espionage case are there. Foreign agents, household traitors, stolen documents, microfilm, furtive meetings, secret hideaways, phony names, an informer, investigations, trials, official justice. But if the Hiss case were only this, it would not be worth my writing about or your reading about. It would be another fat folder in the sad files of the police. Another crime drama in which the props would be mistaken for the play, as many people have consistently mistaken them. It would not be what alone gave it meaning, what the mass of men and women instinctively sensed it to be, often without quite knowing why. It would not be what, at the very beginning, I was moved to call it, a tragedy of history. For it was more than human tragedy. Much more than Alger Hiss or Whitaker Chambers was on trial in the trials of Alger Hiss. Two faiths were on trial. Human societies, like human beings, live by faith and die when faith dies. At issue in the Hiss case was the question whether this sick society, which we call Western civilization, could in its extremity still cast up a man whose faith in it was so great that he would voluntarily abandon those things which men hold good, including life, to defend it. At issue was the question whether this man's faith could prevail against a man whose equal faith it was that this society is sick beyond saving and that mercy itself pleads for its swift extinction and replacement by another. At issue was the question whether, in the desperately divided society, there still remained the will to recognize the issues in time to offset the immense rally of public power to distort and pervert the facts.